From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A historic world climate agreement.
The amendment and decisions are adopted.
That is Rwanda's Minister for Natural Resources, Vincent Biruta, declaring the adoption of a historic agreement to reduce greenhouse gases used in refrigerators and air conditioners, a major step in the fight against climate change. The agreement was announced today in Kigali, Rwanda. The Greenhouse Gas Reduction Accord divides the countries into three groups with different timeframes for starting their reduction. United States Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Gina McCarthy.
We are now turning the curve on one of the most potent group of greenhouse gases, the ones that are contributing significantly to global warming, were expected to continue to escalate. We are going to be chopping that down to a very minimal level by the middle of this century.
The cost, she says, will be minimal.
We know that the costs will be reasonable for the kind of reductions we're going to get. This, in fact, will be the cheapest reductions available to us today.
The U.S. and most of Europe have committed to reducing their use of gases incrementally, starting with a 10% cut by 2019. Investigators with the Saudi-led coalition fighting Yemeni rebels said Saturday that incorrect information led to the bombing of a crowded funeral in the Yemeni capital last week, killing about 140 people and wounding at least 525 others. The Joint Incidents Assessment Team said, quote, a party affiliated to the Yemeni presidency of the General Chief of Staff provided the wrong information. Jiyat said one of the coalition's warplanes bombed the wrong target. The strike prompted strong international criticism. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are meeting today in Lausanne, Switzerland, for the first time since breaking off talks over how to resolve the crisis in Syria. The meeting comes in the wake of warplanes belonging to Russia and the Syrian government conducting a massive air raid on targets in rebel-held areas of Aleppo. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports dozens of airstrikes hit eastern Aleppo. German intelligence says a Syrian refugee arrested in Germany this week was plotting to bomb a Berlin airport in the name of Islamic State. Jaber al-Bakr, a 22-year-old who had been granted asylum, was detained with the help of Syrian migrants. In an RTL interview, one of the three Syrian men who stopped the suspect said he and his friends felt duty-bound to detain al-Bakr and call the police. The man, whose voice was disguised and was given the assumed name of Mohammed A to protect his identity, said he was angry to find out someone would plan such an attack, given that Germany had opened the doors for Syrian refugees. Three people have been arrested in the U.S. state of Kansas for allegedly planning an attack on a mosque and a housing complex. The attack is believed to have targeted a Somali immigrant community. A spokesman for the U.S.-led foreign military coalition in Afghanistan says it is worried about the number of casualties Afghan security forces have suffered in recent battles with the Taliban. More than 100 personnel of the Afghan National Defense and Security Force have died within the past 2 weeks, and dozens more have been wounded. The Taliban continues to stage repeated attacks on the capital of Helmand Province, where the Afghan government is in full control of only two of the 14 districts. The British pound has fallen sharply over the past 2 weeks and is now at record lows against the U.S. dollar, losing around 20% of its value since the U.K. vote to leave the European Union. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
For a short time this week, a thick black spread called Marmite, a British breakfast time favourite, became the unlikely first victim of the plunging pound. Its maker, the giant multinational Unilever, says the drop has forced up import costs, which it wants to pass on to retailers. Tesco, Britain's biggest supermarket, refused, so Marmite and several other Unilever products began disappearing from its shelves. The dispute was resolved, but currency analyst Kathleen Brooks of Gain Capital in London says it shows that Brexit is starting to bite.
Yes, Marmite might be packaged in the UK or put together in the UK, but all of the individual ingredients, even things like the glass, where the label comes from, that's all from abroad.
Ultimately, Brooks says it's consumers who will likely pay for a plunging currency. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
And for more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.